This is the night. This is the day. This is the season to celebrate new life in all of its forms. Spring is showing up all around us. There is hope for us that winter is over, and Easter offers the ultimate promise of new life in the face of everything and anything. New life in the passing seasons of our own lives. New life beyond the debris-filled streets and destroyed homes and lives after a terrible storm. New life after any failed attempt. Yes, new life even on the other side of our own deaths. The empty tomb of Jesus says new life is always possible, at any time, in any circumstances, no matter what. And new life is what we will experience at the end of our own lives here on earth. Sometimes it is difficult to believe or to claim or to live into this promise. Sometimes our lives are so challenging that this central meaning of the Christian hope does not penetrate through the challenges. But this is our legacy. This is our story as the people of God. We are an Easter people, and we are invited to live into this promise of new life. A wonderful sign of new life tonight in the midst of this rich liturgy is in the baptisms that we will celebrate in just a few moments. The reading from Romans reminds us of the deepest meaning of our baptism. It is often common to think of the imagery of the waters of baptism washing away sin. And yet we ask ourselves, can these children have any sin in their lives? There is also in this sacrament the welcome, the inclusion, the membership of the newly baptized into the community of faith. And yet Romans goes on and deepens our understanding of baptism as a true and full immersion into the life and death of Jesus. I quote from the passage that we are buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. What an incredible depth and breadth of meaning for all of our lives this message holds. Rising out of the waters of baptism comes the continual and eternal promise of new life for this day, for each and every day, and for always. Will these who are baptized this night remember and learn to live into this sacramental promise of new life? Perhaps it would be worthwhile to consider how any of us have taken this powerful promise of the sacrament of baptism and woven it into our lives. For it's true that most of us experience baptism only one time, and usually, often, I guess, at such an age that we hardly remember the experience at all. Yet our lives in faith echo this initial and primary event again and again. I invite us to look for and to find the signs, the echoes of baptismal grace in each of our lives. Some of you may know that my first work here in North Carolina was as the diocesan youth minister, and I was working on the staff with Bishop Bob Johnson. And probably you can picture a bishop's office, how it might look with all the certificates and diplomas and photographs and awards that are on the walls and stuff. But Bob Johnson did not practice that tradition of displaying any of his credentials. Or perhaps I should say more accurately, he chose to display only one of his credentials. There was a little strip of wall just as you walked in the door, a little strip of wall about this wide, and then the bookshelf started and went all the way down the end. And the light switch was right there. And right above the light switch was this little 5x7 frame of his baptismal certificate. I remember noticing it one time, and it wasn't the first time that I had ever been in that office. We worked in the same building. But since it was so small, I noticed it and I had to walk up to it and see what that frame had in it. Well, this was about 14 years ago, and by then Bob was in his mid to late 50s, so I figured the certificate would have been from around 1940. I'm just guessing here. So the words were a little faded, the writing, the paper was a little yellow, and I was looking at it and said, "Oh, this is your baptismal certificate." And I turned to look around at him, and as I looked, I saw, there's nothing else hanging on the wall in this whole room. And Bob said something like this. It's not an exact quote, but he said, "That certificate has always been the only sign of the authority that I hold in this church. I am one of the baptized." Those words surprised me, coming from a man who had been ordained a deacon, ordained a priest, and consecrated a bishop. I wondered that day in his office if I even knew where my own baptismal certificate was. And I did find it, and I admit to you this night that I did not frame it. It is in a box somewhere. I think I know where. However, that story has remained with me as an echo of the meaning of my own baptism. And yes, my acceptance and my authority simply as a child of God in the community of faith, and my acceptance into the kingdom of God. And so Bishop Johnson's example and witness have stayed with me for many years. There's another little story of my baptismal grace being an echo in my life I want to share with you. In 1998, I went on a pilgrimage to Ireland with about 20 other women. And one of the many lovely and ancient spiritual sites that we visited was called Kevin's Bed. And calling a site is accurate because we could barely see, standing at the edge of this beautiful lake, way across the water on a sheer rock face, an opening, a large opening, which created a cave where Kevin climbed up and slept at night. And we sat by that lakeside and we listened to stories of Kevin's life and his own faith journey, and all of us were moved by his deep commitment to the journey of faith, to searching for God in his life. And so we wanted to mark our time in this place, in this sacred and holy space. So while we're sitting there on the grass talking, someone suggested that we enter the waters of the lake and create some kind of a baptism ritual. What a crazy idea that was. It was chilly anyway, and there was that little Irish drizzle and mist all around us. And 11 of our group of 21 stayed back to create this ritual, and only 10 of us made it into the water. But happily, the 11th was there to snap the photo, which I brought with me to church tonight, and it's on the credenza out there in the narthex. I don't mean this to be a racist story, but we didn't want to get all of our clothes wet, so we stripped down to our underwear, which, you know, is kind of a European bathing suit of a bra and pants, and got into the water, and I want to tell you that the water was like ice. It literally took our breath away, and we spent 15 minutes urging and calling one another further out and further in, and saying, the further out you get, the warmer it is, until we got in to where it was over our heads. And once we were over our heads and treading water, we made a circle, the 10 of us, and one at a time, each person of the circle went into the center of the circle and dipped down 3 times, immersing themselves fully under the water. And as we did this, in the Celtic tradition, we called down God's blessing upon ourselves as we bathed ourselves in these waters 3 times. Calling down a blessing from God for our lives and dousing our bodies and claiming God's promises. Well, of course, 10 people, 30 up and down dips. By the time we were finished, we just simply rushed to the shore with ice-red arms and legs, to our towels and our warm, dry clothing. But I will never forget that ritual reminder of the new life of baptism, the promise of God's grace to me in the promises that I called down in my faith and in my searching for God on that day. Each day as I stand in the shower, I often push my face into the rushing stream and say to myself, water is the elixir of life. It is magical. It is medicinal. It is a container in our bodies for this flesh and blood that we inhabit. It is the refresher for our parched throats when we are tired and dirty. It is a cleanser. It prolongs life. It sustains life. It engenders new life. And it is a powerful force on our own planet. Perhaps it is not a story of water that helps you to hear the spiritual echo of your own baptism. What is it that will give us eyes to see the promises of new life? In both baptism and resurrection, within the various events of our lives, day in and day out. I hope that in this Easter celebration, in the baptisms we share tonight, the words of our baptismal covenant, and whatever memories and echoes of your own baptism that may emerge in the coming weeks will remind you to seek other ways, new ways of immersion that cleanse and refresh you in body and in soul unto new life. Whenever we do feel a cleansing, a renewal, the recognition of life, whether literally or figuratively, we are living into our baptism. We are being fed by the echo of the grace of our baptism. Baptism is a sacrament of connection, of belonging, in which the community says, beyond all the chaos of our humanity, you belong. This belonging unto new life lives in our depths and is an echo of God's grace for each one of us. The Romans passage says that we die in baptism, and even as Christ was raised, so we are raised to new life. Let us seek to live into this perspective. Let us attempt to find that echo, that spiritual reminder of new life that lives in us no matter what. And let us remember always that we belong. We belong to God no matter what. Amen.